Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, Roger, time for a pop quiz.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
I'm clearing my desk.
Let's see how well you know America, okay?
I'll try.
If you had to guess, which did better at the box office this weekend, okay?
Okay.
A movie featuring Sydney Sweeney completely naked.
Okay.
Or, we're talking about box office earnings, okay? Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Or, fully nude Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
Or the Christian family flick. The Christian family flick, David. As in David versus Goliath, which performed better in America. Yeah, is it really a test of how well you know your country?
Yeah, I know it does. But I have to say that I have faith, at least in part, some remaining faith in the people of this great nation. I'm going to go with the religious flick.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, right. David, the family-friendly, zero nudity Christian cartoon movie.
Yeah.
Outpaces. Sydney Sweeney is really hot right now. I mean, in terms of her popularity, right?
Right.
Outpaced Sydney Sweeney's new movie, the erotic thriller called The Housemaid.
Yeah.
So David did $22 million this weekend, and The Housemaid did $19 million, putting it in third place.
Still, it's a bunch of bucks. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, first place went naturally to Avatar: Fire and Ash. I mean, that is a huge franchise. So, that's.
Well, I was always a huge fan of John Wayne, but I never had a hankering to see him in the nude.
But that's kind of different. But anyway, but there's good news here, even about naked Sydney Sweeney, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the lineup here, this is a devastating box office result for the left. Here's why. Number one, that David versus Goliath, David comes out on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Christians, now people are actually making movies for us.
Yeah.
Hollywood is, they hate to see that. And those movies are doing well. Okay. The really devastating part, though, about Sydney Sweeney is they tried to cancel her, Roger.
I know.
Like, they tried to cancel her bigly. They threw everything at her but the kitchen sink. She was a Nazi, full stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in all seriousness, if you compare this to, say, Gina Carano, right, during the height of the cancellation movement, they were able to fully cancel her. She did not appear in any more projects. And her career is still on the ash heap. It was quite hot at the time.
Cold stop.
Yep. Yes, full stop canceled simply by the left proclaiming her to be non-woke and a Nazi and thus canceled. They were able to successfully cancel her. They threw everything but the kitchen sink at Sydney Sweeney trying to cancel her. And had this been 3-4 years ago, Sydney Sweeney, I'm telling you, they would have replaced her in the movie The Housemaid. Somebody else, because she would not be able to be seen. And they have failed utterly. So she's now gone on. She's, you know, starring in a Christmas movie, right? Even though her boobs can't pull her past David, right?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It can't, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. So this is total victory for us. We've got Christian movies mainstreamed right here, people loving them, doing a good job of going to see them. But we've also got Sydney Sweeney completely triumphant and uncanceled by the left.
Well, so you have the advantage, as far as I can see, of the results of that, the positive outlook for a number of reasons on the country and where the country is headed, and the clear diminution of the power of the Democrat denunciation.
Exactly.
Well, so, you know.
Because remember, they demanded that she apologize for the Good Jeans commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did she refuse, she mocked them. Yeah. It was low key, but she mocked them. Remember, she appeared on the back of that horse, just kind of laughing, but it wasn't clear about what. But we all knew.
Yeah.
We all knew what she was. She's just laughing. She didn't say anything. She refused to apologize. I mean, that is normally a cultural death sentence from the left. You were just never to be seen again. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It didn't even dent her. It didn't even. They put out a new. Wait, remember after that, she got hired by who was it to do their commercial? I can't remember. I think it was Baskin Robbins. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. To do their commercial. And then her clothing line was put out by the same company putting out Travis Kelce's line. And everything is fine for her. Now she's starring in a movie. So this is a very depressing Christmas for the left.
Never laid a glove on her, so to speak.
No, they never did. Yeah. They didn't even slow her down.
Yeah.
and keep in mind, this after she committed the triple whammy of not apologizing and slinking off in shame, right? And then admitting... Yeah, she voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And still she's able to be seen in public. So we've never seen a thing like this. And it proves that we can win the culture war on a lot of different levels, Roger.
So it appears. At least that's very, very encouraging news.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, new study. Never thought I'd see this. There's all kinds of crazy cultural things going on that bode well for the future, I think. Did you see this new study? The group of people who goes to church the most in this country, and by the way, we have never seen this before, at least not since the polling on this started, okay, which was more than 60 years ago, deep in the last century. Gen Z is now the most church-growing generation in existence in America right now.
Yeah.
They attend church more Sundays a month than any other generation.
I'm a little surprised, but not entirely. I mean, they're looking for answers to a lot of questions in a lot of ways, in a lot of places.
Plus, they have a 9.5% unemployment rate, so there's a lot of prayer. You know what I'm saying? It's the worst off economically. Things are more truly are more of a struggle for that generation than any other in America. But what's really wild about it to me, Roger, if you think about it, you're Gen Z. You were raised by these other generations. They were your parents and grandparents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to church more than your parents and grandparents. Nobody saw that coming.
That's a very rare development. It usually works exactly the other way. Like it did in Europe, for example, where literally nobody goes to church, you know?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So all of these good cultural signs, good news that America is still thriving. So text writes, and the tickets were free or $2 per kid. Really? It's got my time in Cheapskate. So wait, like, where? Pray tell, how do you get that? Because we were thinking about taking the whole family, like, to see David, maybe over the Christmas break.
I heard that. Well,
yeah. So I got you. Text me back. Tell me where I get that, please. Yeah. Being the cheapskate that I am.
Frugal.
Okay.
Frugal.
Yeah. Frugal. Yeah, that we'll call it that. Yeah. Texter writes, forgot about this, about Sydney Sweeney. She also put out a video of her at a firing range firing actual guns. And Roger, not only looking great while she did it, seeming to enjoy herself.
I have forgotten that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a quadruple
whammy
right there. And the left couldn't stop her, even slow her down. And now is it, by the way, now we got Nicki Minaj coming out of the closet at the TPUSA event. As a, I don't know if you want to call it conservative, but definitely not a liberal. Let's watch that, right?
Sure.
But I really believe when I saw Nicki Minaj, I said, you know what? She's there. She's always been one of us. But it took Sydney Sweeney surviving the onslaught for her. I'm serious. I feel like she could be okay.
Somebody got to stick their head up first and see if it comes down intact. Yeah.
Take the fire. See if they catch a bullet, right?
Absolutely.
Here's what's going to be interesting about Nicki Minaj, though. As compared to Sydney Sweeney, right? Nicki Minaj has a different demographic support group, right? She's basically a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call her music rap, but I don't know. I like, it's kind of rap to me, but whatever. They call her a rapper, okay? So she's got, in all seriousness, a very diverse, ethnically diverse audience.
Yeah, well,
demographically diverse, economically diverse. It's a different audience than, say, the Sydney Sweeney. They're not going to be buying Sydney Sweeney jeans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. But so much the better.
Yeah, so will Nicki Minaj survive this?
Yeah.
With her audience. And if she does, Katie bar the door. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, that'll be it. Both ends.
You know how many people, black people, white people, rappers across industries who have always been convinced they're conservative but were afraid to come out and say it?
Yeah. Well, we'll
start to come out of the closet too. Like, because she knew. She came out of the closet with Erica Kirk. It was a really cool conversation. So.
Yeah, well, just to find out that you can actually say something and not be shamed for it simply because you said what you believe.
Yes, and it was, excuse me, beautiful because Nicki Minaj gave Erica Kirk permission to be white and said it was okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to talk about the left's head exploding. It is now okay for Erica Kirk to be white, according to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And it all went over great. So, texter writes, Nicki equals Kanye. Yes, no, she does. But no, not with the crazy. I mean, she's not bipolar.
Yeah, right.
You know, Kanye goes off his meds about every 6 months. It's painful to watch.
It's true.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara Woke is not dead. She's taking a backseat to the magnum obsession with Trump hate. Will be back bigger than life as soon as the left is back in power. Okay, yes. And part of the reason for that, remember, is the human rights campaign, right? So it's not just a cultural thing. It was literally Obama's campaign manager, Roger, starting the human rights campaign, where if they said, hey, we're going to need Sidney Sweeney fired and you didn't, then suddenly an SEC investigation from the federal government would befall you. Right. So that's gone right now. And the actual culture is reasserting itself because there's not fear of Democrats. But you're right. Fear of Democrats could come back and it may change things a little. We'll see.
Well, and you know, the new editor-in-chief of CBS News pulled that story off 60 Minutes Sunday, 2 hours before airtime, because it lacked a response from the White House to some allegations regarding immigration enforcement.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there are some chinks in the armor here and there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Texter writes, Tara, how awesome. Yeah, this, I mentioned this too. Grandma Jeannie, the Target employee, coming out at TPUSA and the crowd going crazy. Yeah. Fantastic. And final, Ted, thought on this is crazy the effect Charlie Kirk had. Children going to church, celebrities finding Jesus, but dang, who are we going to find or to trust to replace him? I know we haven't found anybody. Oh, Texter writes for free. David tickets join Angel Studio.
Well.
Okay, I'm going to check that out at the break.
Let's do it. All right.
We'll be right back.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.